Handen, please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining our first half 2026 Renaissance Holding earnings conference call. I'm here with Özgür Canbaş, who is our Executive Committee member, and Gökberk Yiğittürk, who is the Deputy General Manager, and also Ahsen Ertan, and our Financial Planning Director. The presentation will be kicked off by Özgür, and please go ahead, Özgür.
Thank you, Handen. Welcome, everyone. Good afternoon. We'd like to welcome you to the first half financial results call of Renaissance Holding. We'll scroll through the main slides, not dwell on each and every one of them, but walk you through the key themes of this first half of the year. Later on, we'll give you something about the financial highlights as well as the business outlook. Overall, the group had a quite satisfactory, quite strong first half, encompassing operational strength, increasing order book, increasing profitability, and some new ventures, as well as progress on our development projects that are on site. We are reporting 5.1 billion euro on a last 12 months basis, if you include the second half of last year, resulting in 813 million EBITDA on an LTM basis as well. This is significantly higher than the previous full year number of 2025, which was around 650 million. There is strong momentum in our profitability. We'll explain the drivers of that. Also top line moves in parallel. Another positive is the order book of the construction business is 8.7 billion euro, almost 1 billion euro above the year-end. The intake is also strong across our construction operations. If you look at the infrastructure businesses, there is strong momentum in social on the operational hospitals, especially on the facility management side. We have some market tests that has resulted with increase in profitability. There is a positive uptake on the profitability of the social side. On trust and on the greenfield hospital in Kazakhstan, Kökçetaur, the progress is as planned, and we are still looking forward to opening this first DPP hospital of the country next March, in line with the previous plans. On the transport, Nakkaş toll road is moving similarly according to the plans, with a view to start traffic in March next year on budget, and in line with the projections. Energy had relatively weaker quarters on the back of very wet climate and low energy prices. We believe this is temporary and part of the cyclicality of the business. In digital, we have some developments in our greenfield projects. We have made progress on the Ankara site, the first of the two campuses, and broke ground on the first phase of Ankara. We'll elaborate a bit more on how we would develop this business. As a positive development, we have finalized our joint venture discussions in digital with a very well-known U.S.-based real estate trust, which is one of the largest data center operators across the world and with more than 3,000 MW in operations. We'll be able to disclose the name in the coming weeks, and we expect this transaction to close next week. On the real estate side, pretty much continuation of the strong operational metrics of the shopping centers. Again, more than 99% occupancy. Strong Turkish lira is supporting the net operating income figures, but we are cruising towards more than 230 million euro net operating income in RGY on our listed entity. We also will introduce you later in this presentation, the residential business, REV, which is also exciting with its own residential projects and one hospitality asset. On the industrial side, the Ceyhan industrial project, mainly around polypropylene plant construction and the jetty and the terminal, are moving again according to budget and according to the timeline. We are almost halfway through that project, with still maintaining the target to open on time, and so far so good. So moving on to slide 7, you're familiar with slide 6, so I'm not going to spend too much time. Slide 7, we'd like to also give you an organizational update. Those of you familiar with the group might realize some reorganization. We have talked about this in the year-end call in the second quarter. Now we'd like to report that this is completed. What we have done is moving ahead with the IPO plans of Renaissance Infrastructure, we have brought the concession businesses, the concession assets, operational and greenfield, under Renaissance Infrastructure. This was halfway through on our last call. Currently, it's completed. So you see the dashed IPO perimeter on slide 7. This is now intact and have produced their half-year results as well. So this is going to be our vertically integrated infrastructure platform. You will realize renewable energy, Renaissance Energy, is also folded under this platform as well. How we decided this perimeter is also by reviewing it with other global infrastructure investors from the fund management world, from strategics, from sovereign wealth funds, that we realize typically social, digital, transport, and renewables are the four key pillars under infrastructure definition. Hence, we decided to replicate the same perimeters. What makes Renaissance Infrastructure more complete is we also have the EPC business, Renaissance Construction, underneath it, underpinning the vertical integration and the delivery capabilities. On the orange column, you're familiar with RGY, our listed shopping center and office entity. The new addition here is REV, which is short for Turkish Real Estate Residential Management. And this is developing two projects in Izmir and is the owner of an operational hotel in Bodrum. This is brought under the real estate silo again in the first half, and we'll be continuing to report REV as part of the real estate business. And on the right hand side, the industrial perimeter stays the same, with the exception of renewable business moving towards Renaissance Infra towards the left within the dashed perimeter. So ownership of the holding, IFC is again is still a shareholder, albeit with 1.3%, and there is no other change in the ownership of the remaining part held by Ulucak family. So moving towards maybe slide 11, you're familiar with the business model and the partnership cycle. On slide 10, on the bottom left, you see the reference to a global partner whose logo will be here in the coming weeks from the US. And on slide 11, you see the split geographically of our EBITDA and revenue between different lines of business. It's pretty much a continuation of our trend. Turkey still composing a good 2/3 of our revenues and a bit more of our EBITDA. And in terms of the split, it's still geared towards construction heavy revenues, more balanced split in EBITDA, but real estate is going strong, and in the coming quarters, you'd expect to see yielding infra investments part to go up, because after the completion of Nakash Toll Road and Kokshetau Hospital, you'll see a dramatic contribution from those two assets. will be annualized in 2028. We'll have partial impact 27, and we'll see from there. I'll pass it over to Gökberk now to walk you through page 13 and onwards on the highlights of the half year.
Thank you, Zubey. Welcome again, everybody. This is Gökberk speaking. As usual, we will start with the main highlights of the relevant period, and then we'll spend a bit of time with regards to the individual performances of individual business units. And at the last part, we will further discuss the shape of the consolidated accounts. So for the first half 2026, very global highlight or headline would be it was again a quite successful and strong period in terms of almost at all aspects. But to be more specific, I'm going to start with the operating profitability, operating metrics of the business. So very generally, the volume is up, the operating profitability is up, and the margin is up. On a like-for-like basis, more than 40% revenue increase was recorded in the first half of 2026 compared to the previous period for 2025. So the profitability is going up as well without having sacrificing the margin. So on the blended margin, now the company is able to provide, is able to produce more than 16% EBITDA profitability. The good thing with the construction part is that while the volume is going up, the order book of the construction silo as a whole is at its peak as well. So this means that the volume increase was accomplished without sacrificing from the order book. Now almost 9 billion euro is the recent order book amount for the entire construction business, which means approximately 2 times of the annualized construction revenues, which again gives us a strong visibility with regards to that this short to medium performance of the construction business. Nothing major happened for the debt maturity profile of the entire portfolio, entire balance sheet. So I'm sure you recall this was around 5 years, the average maturity of the consolidated debt was around 5 years for the full year's financials. Now we are at 4.7 with the addition of the project finance facilities with some regular repayments for the restricted group debt. So in a nutshell, we are still close to 5 years average maturity for the entire balance sheet. The remaining equity commitments for the giant investment projects which are under the construction phases, namely the PDHCP facility, the terminal, Makkaj Toll Road, and Kazakhstan Hospital, the amount is getting lesser and lesser, so it is now each and every time, I mean, it is getting a smaller issue, I would say. So as we speak, the entire amount that Renaissance Holding should deploy in order to finalize the projects on a pro rata basis is around 100 million euro, 170 million euro. Just to remind you, it was around 750 million euro once all the projects was about to start. So the organization part, as we already managed to emphasize, now we have gone through a reorganization change in order to shape the Renaissance Infra under a single roof. You are also familiar with the shifting of the bond itself from the accounts of Renaissance Holding to accounts of Renaissance Infra. This took place. This was one of the moves in order to shape the business. And the last thing is that we would say a new area, a new investment area for the entire group in order to invest in data center projects with a globally known partner. So in a nutshell, I mean, those can be kept as the main highlights of 2026, first of 2026. So maybe moving ahead, just some flavor regarding the proposition of the consolidated accounts in a nutshell. Again, the volume is up. Now on an LTM basis, the entire group is able to produce more than 5 billion euro consolidated revenue. On the profitability side, now the first half results do indicate a higher EBITDA higher than 400 million euro, which makes on an LTM basis again above 700 million euro line, which indicates on the blended level 16% EBITDA profitability. As imagined, the gross and net debt of the entire portfolio is going up as well, majorly on the back of the addition of project finance facilities for the projects which are under the construction phases. You know the names, so PDSPP facility, the terminal facility, the toll road project, and the Kazakhstan project are the major ones on the list. On the back of, mostly on the back of the successful operational results, the balance sheet size is going up as well. On the back of investments, on the back of the continuing investments for the projects, plus the strong operational performance of the business, balance sheet size is going up on one side and the equity is going up on the other side. So now, the entire balance sheet is above 13 billion euro. On the other side, almost 5.5 billion euro is the consolidated equity numbers by the end of June 2026. So moving ahead, the next one, maybe the key highlights, not going into too deep. Construction spent a quite successful period, so just a couple of maybe highlights and outlook. Again, the volume is going up at almost every territory where we operate in. The profitability seems sustained on a double-digit margin, plus order book is going up as well. If I'm not mistaken, the amount that we have by the end of June 2026 is all-time high, at least that we have witnessed for the last five to six years, almost 9 billion euro. A couple of large-scale infrastructure projects, both in Turkey and in the Netherlands, did contribute a lot to the successful new intake performance. So looking ahead, we are expecting the rise in the volume for the construction business to continue in 2026 and maybe 2027. Again, the current order book that we have is the main driver behind these projections. Plus, we have witnessed a normalization for net working capital profile of the construction business, which was already predicted, but still in a good shape. For the infrastructure investment part, maybe in parts, the social infrastructure part of the business now is the second cash contributor to the entire portfolio. I do basically refer to the facility management activities under the roof of RSY, which is responsible for the Turkish healthcare business of Renaissance Holdings. So we have been going through a market testing processes for this entity, as a result of which we are now benefiting from higher margins and higher volumes. We will discuss the effect on the numbers, but in a nutshell, the facility management activities in Turkey is in line with the expectations, but the trend is upward. For the transportation part, or maybe the Kazakhstan Hospital and Transportation Hospital, Kazakhstan Hospital or the transportation project in Turkey, they're all in track. Just to recall the timeline, first half of 2027 will be the commercial operation date of two projects. So 2026 will be the last year that we will not benefiting from the revenue contribution from these two projects. Digital is quite a new one, but we are on site on for two concrete projects, one in Istanbul and one in Ankara. So those will be constructed and invested in phases. So the first phase of these two projects seems to be accelerated in 2026 and 2027. So we will keep an eye on the performance of these two investments more closely in the short run. For the energy business, I mean, the expansion plan is still up, so we are on track with the expansion of the generation capacity of the business. Maybe the electricity prices for the first half 2026 can be placed as the only negative point with regards to the infrastructure investment side, though the effect of which well is now visible on the profitability of the renewable business. But at the bottom line, for the consolidated accounts of Renaissance Holdings, the effect is minimal, and the good thing is that we have seen recoveries in the prices. So second half of the year will be more successful for the renewable business. For the real estate business, again, maybe one thing to say is that everything is in track. We have completed a couple of acquisitions under the roof of Renaissance, Gayri Menkul Yatırım Renaissance real estate investment, the listed company. Now, there's no JV under the roof of Renaissance real estate investment. What I mean is that I'm sure you remember 50% shares of the shopping malls in Ankara and Izmir were acquired in 2025, which was followed by the acquisition of 50% shares of Optimum Istanbul Mall. So whatever RGY has for the time being, 100% of the company. So this already has and will continue to have inorganic effect on the numbers of respective business. So occupancies are almost 100%. So for the outlook, we still expect to further improve, further improvement on the general performance of the real estate for the commercial business. For the residential part, which is represented by RDV, REV, the new entity of the business, for the time being, the company has one operational hotel in Bodrum plus three residential projects, which are all under construction phases in Izmir and Bodrum. The positive contribution of these projects will start to be visible second half of 2026 and will further accelerate in 2027. So in a nutshell, this is how we see the first half of 2026 and how we see the rest of the year and maybe the 2027. Maybe little flavor regarding the consolidated accounts again by the investment by the business silos. So 2.5 is the consolidated revenue in line with the nature of the business and in line with our track record. Almost 90% of the revenue was generated again by the construction silo. But when it comes to the operating profitability, when it comes to the liquidity distribution of the business, now the amount is above 400 million euro and there's a more balanced distribution between construction part and investment parts of the business. Here, what we expect, especially with the contribution of the toll road project and the Kazakhstan project starting from 2027, the balance or distribution will be more in favor of the investment part, especially the infrastructure investment part. The rest will continue to support the numbers. So 2.4 billion is the net debt amount in terms of the net leverage for the entire balance sheet, not for the restricted part. Yes. Almost three times, which has been expected for a while. You know the metric behind, so the investment projects which are under the construction phases are not contributing to the top line or the profitability of the business, but they do have shadows on the debt burden of the balance sheet. That's why the net leverage is going up and now is almost three. This will be normalized, I would say normalized, starting from 2027, while the operational starts that we will witness, especially for the toll road project and the Kazakhstan project. Net interest and interest cover are quite under control, so less than 100 million euro is the net interest of the again, entire balance sheet, but majority of the net interest, of course, comes from the investment part of the business or maybe the unrestricted part of the business. Restricted part of the business do poses a more healthy profile, even if it is not. The consolidated interest cover is almost nine times. The asset size is now above 13 billion euro and the equity is almost 6 billion euro, which makes almost 40%, 50% solvency from the IFRS account. So, maybe moving ahead, a couple of sentences for each and every individual business unit. For the construction part, the volume is going up. The business unit continued to scale the volume up. So on an LTM basis, almost 5 billion euro revenue became visible on the accounts. And again, without sacrificing from the order book, which is around 9 billion euro. On the profitability side, it seems that now we are quite successful to post low double-digit operating profitability on a blended level for the entire construction business. I'm sure you remember there's always a balance between the breakdown of the construction territories. For the Dutch market, majorly for the Dutch market, but for the entire continental Europe market, we do pitch for high single-digit operating profitability, which has been accomplished for last 1.5-2 years. For the rest of the business, which is majorly composed by the Turkish construction business and the other markets, international markets, we do pitch for and we do target follow low to mid double-digit operating profitability. Again, for which we seem quite successful for the last few years. That's why on the blended margin now 11%, maybe something close to 12% seems achievable, and this is what we have produced in the first half of 2026. Maybe a special remark for the net working capital profile of the business. I'm sure you remember, I mean, we have been discussing a normalization expectations for the net working capital profile of the construction business. The amount is around 112 million euro in negative terms, so still in a good shape, but we were expecting the very positive effect of the high pace of the construction business plus almost perfect working capital management for the years 24 and 25 somewhere, and 26 most probably would be the period that we would witness, and this is what happened in the first half. So maybe in terms of the guidance, I mean, on the back of the payment terms of the contracts in the current order book, we expect this trend to be continued. What I mean is that net working capital of the construction business will continue to be in negative terms, and most probably 3 to 4% in negative terms over the construction sales will be the target, will be the level that we will target in the short to mid run. But in a nutshell, the volume is going up, order book is going up without any exceptions in terms of territories, in terms of product mix, and we are getting benefit from this rise on the operating profitability for the last couple of years. So for the second part of the business, which is yielding infra investment, maybe one word of warning here before getting into the numbers. I mean, in order to make a more proper analysis, we do distinguish the infra investment in two parts, the yielding part and non-yielding part. Yielding part is basically composed by the healthcare infrastructure business in Turkey plus the renewable business. When we say non-yielding infra investment, we do basically refer the combination of the toll road project and the Kazakhstan hospital project in order not to mislead the numbers or the KPIs. So here we will refer the combination of the facility management activities in Turkey on the back of the healthcare investments plus renewable business as a whole. So I think two main components here is that the positive effects of the market testing processes that we have witnessed out of five hospitals out of six in Turkey. So that's why the profitability of the business is going up. For the first half of 26, if I'm not mistaken, something around 60 million was generated out of the facility management box only. So very tiny profitability comes from the renewable business, despite the rise in the installed capacity and generation of the business on the back of the lower electricity prices. I'm sure you are familiar what happened to the electricity prices in the first half. So we did witness even $20, $10 prices, which of course affected the profitability of the business, but recovered already. So if I'm not mistaken, current prices are around $60 per megawatt, which is in line our projections. So the recovery will be seen in the second half, but maybe we can say that one good result plus one temporary underperforming platform for the first half. But here the message would be this 60 million on a semi-annual basis, or maybe 120, more than 120 million euro on an annual basis, can be kept as a new base for the hospital parts on the back of the market testing procedures. And for renewable business, we expect a recovery in terms of profitability in the second half. In terms of the debt burden of the platform of the yielding infra investment, now the amount is around 300 million euro in net terms. This is not mostly, almost 100% linked to the expansion plans of the renewable business. So maybe the second part, the following slide, a couple of a couple of hints, flavors regarding the performance of real estate business. From now on, we will have to, and we will distinguish the performance of real estate business into two, RGY and RE. So RGY, you know, does represent the commercial real estate part of the group, and REV will represent the residential activities of the business. Very briefly, everything is going up for RGY. Everything continues to be in a better shape for RGY. Now the profitability is almost 130 million euro on a half year basis. So for the full year, we can take that 250 is reachable for the RGY itself. In terms of net interest part, now the net interest burden of the balance sheet is quite thin, less than 10 million for the first half of 2026. So, of course, I mean, this is attributable to the deleveraging of the business. That's why now it is not a concern. You remember the match between the profitability of the business and net interest burden of the business. So majority of the excess cash generated by RGY now can be converted to either dividend payment or new investment, selecting new investment, or maybe some additional debt redemption. For the residential part of the business, it is a bit early to speak about the operational metrics of the business because of the accounting principles of the residential projects in Turkey. The company has three ongoing residential projects for the time being. On a combined basis, those three projects do provide slightly above 100k sellable residential area. So one is close to finalization. So when the project is over, we will see the cumulative effect of the revenue generated from the business, generated from the project, and profitability of the project. That's why up until now you see negative profitability for the residential part of the business. This is not because of the bad performing of the business, instead related to the accounting principles of the business. We will see at once the effect of any residential projects when it is over. So most probably to the second half of 26 will be the first example of this for the major one in Izmir, and then will be followed by the following two. Yeah. So maybe again, in brief, the consolidated accounts we have discussed already, but the volume is now above 2.5 billion euro. Operating profitability is about 400 million euro on an LTM basis, more than 5 billion euro and more than 800 million euro. In terms of the split, construction still leading, but for the EBITDA distribution, I mean, there's a more evenly distributed profile, which again will be further contributed by the new infra investments, which will be online in 2027. So nothing majorly changed for the foreign currency mix of the business. Almost 60% of the EBITDA generation ability of Renaissance Holding is attributable to the direct hard currency projects or linked to hard currency projects or the markets. So just to recall, the TRY part of the business is represented by the facility management activities in Turkey plus the real estate activity. That's why now the mix is 40% to 60%. But when the toll road project and the Kazakhstan project will be online next year, we presume that this split will further improve in favor of the hard currency part. But now the picture is 60% to 40%, we can say. So in terms of the debt metrics, as imagined and projected, the debt is going up on the back of the new investment projects of the business, not on the back of the yielding part of the business or the restricted part of the business. In net terms, now the amount is almost 2.5 billion euro. So we expect this to further enlarge by the end of 2026 and to be stabilized somewhere in the middle of 2027. In terms of the leverage ratio, now the net leverage ratio for the entire balance sheet is almost three times. Again, the majority of this rise can be attributable to the project finance facility additions for the investments under construction. For the restricted part, you will see the numbers, but the ratio is below 1.5 times. In terms of the net interest coverage, it is something around 10 times, but quite satisfactory. So this is, again, the deterioration, if we say so. The deterioration here is, again, attributable to the further interest expenses, which are borne by the investments on the construction phases. So, again, the picture didn't change in terms of the maturity profile of the business or in terms of the currency mix for the liquidity that the company has and the debt burden that the company has on the balance sheet. So the maturity is almost 5 years. The average maturity of the consolidated debt burden is almost 5 years. And we would say that each and every business silo do present, do propose healthy profiles. So there is no the good profiles or the relatively bad profiles. So each and every business we do propose healthy profiles in terms of the payment profile of the principals. In terms of the mix, in terms of the currency mix for the liquidity and the debt, again, almost all cash and debt are held in hard currencies. For the liquidity, it is 74%, and for the facility, for the debt of the business, it is almost 100%. 94% is the hard currency part of the business, so nothing changed here. Quality didn't change, and the picture didn't change here. So maybe last a couple of words with regards to the balance sheet proposition of the business. As imagined, the balance sheet getting bigger and bigger. Now the amount is above 13 billion euro. The majority, again, as imagined, is attributable to the real estate activities or real estate properties of the business. But on the back of the cumulative investment that we have done for the infrastructure projects plus the industrial projects, in nominal terms and in share wise, these two numbers are going up as well. The construction mostly propose a stable profile. And the equity was mentioned already, so almost 5.5 billion euros in consolidated equity, which makes more than 40% solvency and around 45% gearing on the consolidated accounts. So I believe the last two pages, in order to present the balance sheet shape of the business plus the simplistic way of presenting the profit and loss statements for the first half. So in terms of balance sheet, again, the mix didn't change. Maybe we can talk a little bit regarding the relative tax balances on the back of the disposal of IDF. I mean, this is the way that we will present for a while the consolidated cash and consolidated debt of the balance sheet. You may be surprised with the gross cash amount, which is above 2 billion, or maybe the gross debt amount, which is above 4 billion. The IDF accounts should be eliminated in order to reach the in bracket real values here is that. So what I mean is that on a consolidated basis, Renaissance Holding do hold around 770 million euro cash on the accounts of IDF and almost the same amount as debt on IDF accounts. What we expect is that these two numbers will be settled in line with the maturities of the related party debt. So this 700 million euro, 800 million euro can be simply eliminated from the consolidated accounts in order to have the, again, real numbers. For the rest, the net working capital profile we have already discussed, investment property profile we have already discussed, and with the 5.5 billion euro equity, we have already discussed the proposition of the balance sheet and the solvency ratio. So I think the last thing to say is the profit and loss statement for the first half. I'm sure you remember, but just to repeat myself, we start with the EBITDA generation ability of the business and we deduct the cash-like items like net interest expenses and current tax expenses in order to reach how we call sustainable net income level for the business. And then we do take into account the non-cash like inflation accounting or fair value accounting, FX gain and losses, these kind of non-cash like items to reach the conventional bottom line of the profit and loss statement. So I believe sustainable net income says something which is around 265-64 million euro, which can be kept as the net cash generation ability of the entire business before principal payment, before further growth investments, and before dividend payments. So we can simply multiply this with two. So on an annual basis, now we are in a position to say that Renaissance Holding, on a consolidated basis, is able to provide 500 million euro net cash flow ability on the back of this almost more than 800 million euro consolidated ability. And at the bottom line, the first half was quite successful in terms of net profitability as well. Almost 300 million euro net profit was recorded mainly on the back of the strong operational performance. So last thing to say would be the shape of the financial covenants which are embedded to the facility itself. So the headline is that we are quite far from the thresholds. For the consolidated net leverage ratio is less than 1.5 times. The threshold here, you remember, is 3.5 times. For the interest cover ratio should be above 2 times, which is higher than 11 times. Priority indebtedness to total asset ratio, which do present the loan to value ratio for the entire real estate platform, should be below 45%, which is almost 18%. So there's a significant room here as well. And offshore liquidity, you remember the discussion, a majority of excess cash of the business is held at the offshore accounts. That's why it is also above, way above the threshold, which is 100 million euros. The current amount is 1.2 million euros. So maybe I can stop here. So we have 15 minutes left. So to take some questions, if any.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for your presentation. So we'll now move to the question and answer section. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 2 on your phone and wait to be prompted. If you are dialed in by the web, you can type your question in the box provided or request to ask a voice question. We'll just wait a moment or two for the questions to come in. Just once again, if you're connected via the phone and you would like to ask a voice question, please press star 2 on your phone keypad and wait for your name to be prompted. If you're connected via the web, you can also request to ask a voice question or send your question as a text. Just a final reminder, if you're connected via the phone and you would like to ask a voice question, please press star 2 on your phone keypad and wait for your name to be prompted. If you're connected via the web, you can also request to ask a voice question or send your question as a text. I'll just give a minute or so for any question to come in. Okay, looks like we have no questions from the audience, so I'll pass the line back to Renaissance team for their closing remarks.
Well, thank you all for joining our call today. We had an interesting half-year results with significant developments and restructuring. So, we look forward to our next conference webcast with you in the next earnings with even better results, hopefully. So thank you all for attending, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.